Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Pam Patton is the owner of Patton's Restaurant and Catering, and she's won a prestigious annual business honor from the National Restaurant Association's Educational Foundation. Now get this, this is real deal here. She is one of three restaurant entrepreneurs from across the country, not just across the metro, not just across the state, not just across the Midwest, but the entire country, to be selected for the 2015 Faces of Diversity American Dream Award, which honors minority members of the restaurant industry who have, quote, realized the American dream through hard work, determination, and enterprise. Now, she owns the only Iowa restaurant professional to ever win this award. Her restaurant, which opened in January of 2011, specializes in Southern and soul food, is well known for fried chicken and red velvet waffles. Oh, my goodness. I think I am in love right now. Welcome to the News Hour, Pam Patton. Good to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, this is pretty exciting. This is just really exciting. And it's on the east side of Des Moines.
We are on the heart, in the heart of East Des Moines. It is East 16th and Grand, or 1552 East Grand. And we are right on the corner, the northwest corner of Grand.
And you know, I have driven by your restaurant and I've looked and I thought, wow, that looks interesting, and kept on going. And
Shame on you.
I know. I don't get out much, you know. So tell us, where did all of this begin?
Well, let me tell you, years ago, I would spend time with my great-grandmother. And I don't know if you know this story, but my family, my mother would pack up my seven siblings, and we would go from Columbus, Georgia to Alabama to spend time with my great-grandmother. Her name was Gussie Hayes. And I remember just driving down that dirt road, and as the dust would be kicking up, I would look back, and there would be other cars coming right behind us.
Oh, yeah?
And those were all of my cousins going to my great-grandma's house. And we called her Big Mama Gussie. You could smell the sweet, succulent smells of the South as you were arriving. And my grandmother would meet all of us and hug all of us, and she would cook all day. She would cook three meals a day. And the things that I remember were spending time with her, Michael. And I remember just being in the kitchen watching her cook. And I was mesmerized.
Oh, yeah.
And I just really took it all in. So when my other siblings would go home, I would ask to stay, because Big Mama would take that individual time and she would teach me something. And the first thing that she taught me how to make when I was 9 years old was hot water cornbread. For those who know what hot water cornbread is, they love it. And I've been just mesmerized, and I just love food, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and then somewhere along the line, you got this crazy idea back in 2011 to open up your own gig, to open up your own shop.
Well, I'll tell you.
Wow.
I'll tell you.
There's a lot of time in between 9 year old and then. You've been spending
a lot
time
of
doing.
Yeah, uh-huh. I've been cooking. I've been cooking for years. Mm. And I've been, you know, I love to cook, and I've gone to the stores, and I'm just the person who is really excited about being in there. But I tell you, I took the long path. I worked in state government for years, got my formal education, got a master's degree in public administration, concentration in human resource management, went to work in corporate America. But it was there that I kind of got the bug, and I started a catering business. I would always cook for the Drake students or for students going to college. I wanted my kids to have, like, grandma away from home. So I kind of adopted a lot of kids and brought them to our home and fed them. And as they ate, they would take all the food home with them. And so, you know, that just grew and grew from our church. And so one day a friend of mine came to me and said, hey, I need you to do something for me. I need you to cater something. And I did it, and it was just really easy. But I tell you, in corporate America, I started a catering business, and I was sitting in a conference one day, though. And during that conference, there was an individual there asking the instructor questions. And she asked the instructor, I think I'm really good at a few things. I want to start a business, but I just don't know what it is. And he said something that was really simple. He said, I think what you need to do is to look at the things that you do and do them in the order that God gave them to you. And what I remember was my big mama, spending time with her and learning how to cook that cornbread, learning how to use the products from the land and cook from scratch. And that was a message for me. Use the things that God gave you in the order that he gave them to you. And that's where I started. And I started cooking from that day on. And it was a big leap of faith that I would walk away from corporate America.
And a secure job and all of those other things that come with employment.
Oh, my God. You scare me. It scared me. Yeah. It took about 6 months. About 6 months to leave. And I tell, well, a little longer than that, but it took me about 6 months to breathe after I left because it was a big undertaking. I never thought that I would be opening a restaurant, but I knew that I could cook because I knew that I had the passion and the love for it.
Yeah, and that's what it takes, isn't it? Well, not only the passion and love for it, but you've got something other going for you. You've got a world-class education behind you that helps you with the business acumen to be able to put this thing together. And so many times, that's one of the areas. You know, people can love and be passionate about it, but if they don't have the business sense about it, that sometimes stands in the way. So you start this in 2011, and we fast forward to 2015, and you have one of three national award winners. This is huge, by the way. But in between time, last year, you had a visit from a nationally known figure in the culinary world. Tell us about that.
I did. You know, I got a call that sometimes you think that your people are joking with you. And I got the call that, you know, have you ever heard of Triple D? And it's like, yes, I'm a fan. I have heard of them. Well, Triple D wants to do an interview with you. And you know, I tell you, I hung up the phone and I called my son and I said, we've got to investigate this. Somebody's playing. And so we did a lot of research and it was really true. We went through three extensive interviews and Guy Fieri came to our restaurant. And I'm the person that's a fan. So when he came through, he was bigger than life.
You're starstruck.
Starstruck.
Yeah.
I'm a real fan, and for him to come into the restaurant, their entire team comes in, and for him to love our food and love our product, you know, it just made me feel like I'm on, you know, that was enough.
Sure, that was a big deal. So was he eating with his fingers?
He didn't eat with his fingers. He ate with his spoon. But, you know, he really ate the food, though.
There you go. All right. So, Pam, so that must have been a huge Kickstarter for you when you're on national television featured with Guy. That had to be a big deal for you.
It's a big deal, not only to see ourselves on television, right, but we've had people coming to the restaurant from Indiana, from Texas, from all over. We have people driving 6, 12, 14 hours to get to the restaurant. They say, we saw you on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and we drove all night to get here.
Oh, my. Isn't that
so
something?
On Saturday, you know, we look out, and, I mean, people are in there, you know, right before we open up because they have driven hours just to get there to see us. And I'm so excited.
I'm sure that part of the reason behind this award that you received, one of only three in the United States, the only one in Iowa that's ever won this award, is partly because of your passion and your dedication, your love for your culinary craft. But I also think it's got maybe a little bit of Big Mama behind it as well. Would that be accurate?
It's got Big Mama. You know, I was talking to one of the, you know, we consider our customers as part of our family. Mm. And we treat them as part of our family. And I want to go back and tell you, well, we got ready to open the restaurant. We were sitting around with family and friends. And I asked the question, what do you think our biggest problems would be? And my daughter said, your biggest problem is people are going to feel so loved that they don't want to leave. And one of the customers said today, he said, your food is great. We love it here, but it's your passion and your love, and it's the way you treat us when we come in here that makes it's your hospitality. And he said, that's what makes us continue to come back.
And what you just said, Pam, is so true for any business. If every business out there would learn how to treat their customers with not only respect, but also love their customers, they wouldn't have to be spending all kinds of money trying to find new customers because those people would just be coming to their door all the time and stick with them for a long, long time. What a great story. And congratulations to you.
Well, we thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I'm so grateful that Jessica Dunker put up the red light and said, hey, you got to talk to Pam Patton from Patton's Restaurant and Catering. It is on the east side on Grand in the 1500 block, correct?
Right, 1552 East Grand. We're in Suite D, the corner, the beautiful building on the corner.
And go see her. And if Ruth Ann Gaines, my friend Ruth Ann, says it's good, it's got to be okay.
It's good.
Thank you so much. Thank you. All right, we're going to step aside. We've got the Wall Street Report coming up.
One of a kind, love affair is the kind of love that you read about in a fairy tale. Like the sun that shines on a rainy day, it's a cloud of love. One of a kind, love affair is when you're down is up and your up is down, but love stays around. And when you know you're right, but you got to make a little sacrifice, you make it for love.